Hi, my name is John Wiese. I'm an ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft, and today I'm here talking via live meeting with Guy Mounier, the CEO of BA Insight, and we're going to talk a little bit about their SharePoint product that they have that's now built on SharePoint 2010. Guy, thanks for joining us, and if you could maybe take a minute and tell us a little bit about BA Insight.
Sure. So BA Insight has been a partner of Microsoft for the last 5 years. We have a large number of joint customers. We have 2 million users of our technology and on previous SharePoint platforms. And we did release very recently the SharePoint 2010, Fast Search 2010 for SharePoint version of our product. We were part of the launch on May 12th with Microsoft, and we're actually becoming a go-to channel partner for enterprise search starting fiscal 11, which is July 1st of 2010 for Microsoft.
Great. So, and then your product is an interesting search option on top of SharePoint. Why don't you give us a little bit of background on it, and then we'll jump into a demo.
Yes, I'd be glad to do that. Let me just show you a quick slide on what we do at large. We call it enterprise search engine optimization. People are familiar with the concept of search engine optimization on the internet, and we apply a lot of the principles to enterprise. Two core products, all our products extend the Microsoft Enterprise Search platform. That includes Fast Search 2010 for SharePoint and SharePoint 2010, as well as Search Server 2010. On the front end, we enhance usability with a product we call Longitude Search. It has instant document preview. It also automatically enhances the relevancy of the search engine by feeding back additional metadata and information about what users have found useful and not useful. We automatically categorize information, which everyone knows makes information more findable in SharePoint by doing so. We also have a suite of search analytics toolkit that allows you to understand not just how often search is used, but more importantly, if users are actually able to find what they're looking for or not, because we measure what they do after clicking on the search result. We measure if they actually retrieve a document. We measure if they copy and paste information from the document. It tells us very useful information about whether or not they what they're looking for. Last but not least, we have a suite of connectors to back-end systems. They are out-of-the-box connectors to 30-plus different business applications, ranging from ECM, such as Documentum, FileNet, Hummingbird, WorkSite, many others, CRM and ERP, SAP, Oracle, Siebel, etc. Messaging, we connect to private mailboxes, in exchange, archiving solutions, and of course, custom and legacy applications.
Wow, that's great. So a lot of interesting stuff there, and I know you're going to show us a demo, so why don't we go ahead and dive into that and see it in action.
Absolutely. So what I'll focus the demo on today is the integration of SharePoint 2010 Search. This works equally well with Fast Search 2010 and Search Server 2010. And I'll focus on one aspect of our technology, which is the way the document viewer makes the search results significantly more actionable. And also in turn, by monitoring what users are doing with the search results, we can actually improve the relevancy of the results. Let me go ahead and type a query, SharePoint search feature list. That query returns a whole set of results. Now, the traditional way of assessing relevancy is clicking on each link and downloading the document, 3 meg, 2 meg, 8 meg, and having to go through each document page by page to figure out if it's relevant or not. It's usually a big turnoff for users and results in people clicking on about 4 or 5 links per search session, which is a very small number, and their chance of finding something relevant is greatly diminished. Now, what we do, on the contrary, is any click brings the user to the most relevant page of the document. So this particular PDF here, I jump to page 6 of 57. The next document, which happens to be a 3 meg document in size, brings you to page 14 of 38.
Great. And now this is, Sorry, Guy, but so this is this little pop-up here. Now, this looks like the Silverlight control that you guys have?
That's true. This is a Silverlight control, so the entire technology is like 100% .NET. And we take advantage of Silverlight and the rich user experience capabilities that Silverlight has over pure HTML to render these documents in a picture-perfect way, meaning the layout, the font, the sizing, and the zooming on the information is preserved. So you can see how I can fit to a page, but also zoom into the text and preserving the quality and the layout and structure of the text. I can copy and paste information. So this is, with Silverlight, this is not just an image. This is actually text that I can consume. So for example, let me go ahead and grab this whole section of text here. I'm doing a new contract. This is an old contract that I want to reuse. I can grab that section, do a Control-C and Control-V into Word or Excel or PowerPoint or Outlook, and simply reuse the text. Now, some of the other functions that I have, I did a search on SharePoint Search Feature List, but let's say I actually want to change some of the query terms. I have the ability to change that on the left-hand side. For example, the word SharePoint here is not very helpful to my query. I can actually remove it. And maybe I can use add some keywords, for example, around architecture, and see what are the pages that would talk about the feature list, but also the architecture of SharePoint. And I notice that page 16 and 15, which are ranked in descending order of relevancy, contains a particularly good information about that, the query architecture and search architecture of SharePoint. So I can actually read that information. And once again, if I like what I see, I can simply copy and paste the information. I can remove a whole set of keywords that I used and type a completely new query. For example, SharePoint administration, to see if the document may contain anything of interest about SharePoint administration. And I see that the first pages here appear to contain some pretty interesting information about the SharePoint administration. So it's a very versatile tool, once again, taking full advantage of Silverlight to enable the user to really drill down into the documents in a powerful way.
Very nice. Okay.
So just to essentially highlight, you know, one of the last key feature of the technology, I mean, it goes without saying that for in many environments, especially large distributed environments, we work with some of the largest government agencies in the world, largest professional services in the world, and being highly distributed, the ability to click and download a 5 kilobyte image of the most relevant section of the document is essential. I mean, that's the only way they're able to enable information sharing on top of SharePoint. Downloading a 3 meg file is simply not an option for some of these firms when you're in Asia trying to reuse content quickly from that could potentially be stored in the US or anywhere else around the world. So information sharing, which is what search is supposed to expect it to promote, can only be done with this type of actionable preview coming on top of the results, in our view. I will add one last thing is around relevancy optimization. A query, for example, SharePoint Technologies, returns results which are interesting in the following way. This particular document here, with a popularity star of 2 and a number of concepts associated with it, is here on page 1 because it got used by users, and we define used in the sense of not only just previewed and navigated against, but actually utilized. For example, the user decided to copy and paste this whole table here to build a new document. For example, this user decided to go ahead and download this actual document, or maybe email or print this actual document. Any of these actions will trigger the increase of popularity rating of this document, as well as the tagging of this document with the keywords that you used to find it in the first place, SharePoint technologies. And the net result of that is that this extended metadata about how these documents are being used, which one in essence are being useful to the user and therefore consumed, the ones are not being useful and therefore ignored, that information is fed back to the search engine, and the search engine learns from that and ranks information better. This document used to be on page 5 of my results. It is now on page 1 as a result of these particular actions that were taken against the corpus.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Very good integration of Silverlight and using the tagging features and servicing the data in a way that makes sense to the users when they're doing their searches.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was a great demo and a great overview of what you guys are doing. I'd like to thank you, Guy, for joining us today and talking a little bit about your product.
You're welcome.